Ich habe das Glück, jetzt mit jemandem zu sprechen, der ein großartiges Projekt hier in Deutschland auf die Beine gestellt hat. Und die Tatsache, dass dieser Mensch, nämlich Raed Yazbeh, mit dem ich gleich sprechen werde, nicht hier geboren ist, let me switch in English. In the radio now we can hear Raed Yazbeh. Good morning.
Good morning, Helen.
Good morning. So you are the founder of the SEPO, the Syrian Expat Philharmonic Orchestra. And to admit it, I didn't know this orchestra since some days when I searched in the internet for some music from Syria. And then in this moment, I found this expat philharmonic orchestra from Syria. So maybe you can tell us who you are and since when this orchestra exists.
Exactly. I am Raed Yazbeh from Aleppo, Syria. And I am here from 2013. 2015, I founded this orchestra, Syrian Expat Philharmonic Orchestra. It's a symphony orchestra for the Syrian musicians who live in Europe countries. So not in Germany, also from all over Europe. So to perform the classical music and Syrian symphonic music.
Okay, so you came here, you told you came here to 2013 and you founded this Syrian Expat Philharmonic Orchestra in 2015, so 2 years ago. And
exactly.
Yeah, you already told
it's
that...
in September, so it's like in 1 year and 4 months.
Okay, I'm 5 years, okay, or one year and 4 months.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, a quite young orchestra. How
yeah.
Was it difficult to find some musicians and how you found them? So how you came to each other?
Yeah, it's true, very difficult to bring all the musicians who play orchestral instruments together. I started from Facebook to search about my friends, where they live now. So most of them live in Europe, Germany, France, Netherlands, Sweden, Italy, Spain, etc. And then I talked about this idea, and they support it, they like it. Then we meet first time in September 2016, and then some concerts in Berlin, Switzerland, and last three concerts was very big with 65 Syrian musicians from all over Europe in Berliner Philharmonica Open Air 2016 and Concert House Berlin and Malmö Life Concert House in Sweden. And now we prepare our concert for 2017 in Elbphilharmonie Hamburg and Brussels in Clara Festival and in Athens. And also in Germany and Berlin.
Okay.
So, step by step.
What I wonder is, you told us already you came 2013 to Europe before you lived in Syria. And I wonder what kind of music the classical scene in Syria plays, because I only know, so when I think about classical music, I have names like Beethoven, Prokofiev and so on and so on, but so I noticed that my view on classical music is kind of Eurocentric. I don't know any composers and classical musicians from the Arabic world, so is it the same in Syria, other way around? Is there a music scene and the European classicals are not in such, you know them? Or how was the scene in Syria before you left this country?
This is a very good question. So the first of all, our study, all of the Syrian musicians, they study classical music like Beethoven, Mozart, Wagner, etc. So, and also we play in the symphony orchestra these classical works. So we already can play these works because we studied and we have experience in this music. But also we perform Syrian symphonic music by Syrian composers. And now we focus about this music because now we are in Europe. So the European people interested about another kind of symphonic music. So what the Syrian composers do, they compose for the symphony orchestra, but in oriental harmonics, tempos, etc. So you, when you hear this music, you will feel like mix between Oriental and classical music. So in the end, we have Syrian symphonic music, some of this very original, especially for the symphony orchestra, some of them taken from traditional melodies, and then make it for symphony orchestra. So usually in Syria, we play classical music, but also sometimes we perform works by Syrian composers. But here, now in Germany and Europe, we try to perform the works by Syrian composers.
What I wonder is, when you do some music, or more than just doing music, you organize really big concerts and this orchestra. Is this kind of action of work, is this something political, you think, or is it for the intercultural dialogue, or is it just a personal thing? So what do you think, which aspects have when you do such thing like founding and doing some philharmonic orchestras?
As you said, that we are expats. So some of us are refugees, some of us not refugees, some of us came before the war, some of us after the war. So we are interesting, and our aim to perform the Syrian music, and our work is culture. So we don't make it as a political work, but in the same time, we are open for any Syrian musicians. Doesn't matter what his or her political ideology. So we unite all of us together. So we don't care about the difference in politics or religion. Just we would like to unite in music. And this, I think, the short way for peace in Syria.
Yeah, I think this is a big and important aspect of the thing you do. I mean, that music is something you don't have to know the language, for example, to understand. And you can feel the same, and it doesn't matter where you come from, the harmony or the dissonance, or I don't know the words in English, but you feel maybe not the same, but similar, and you have something like experience. But what experience you make with European listeners? So which reactions are there on the Syrian Expat Philharmonic Orchestra? Is it just everybody likes it, or do you have also sometimes some people who are against foreigners, and because of that they criticize, or I don't know what this orchestra?
Very good question, because we are Syrians, for sure we speak Syrian Arabic, so we understand each other, but for sure the music is most important international language. It's a bridge between all the cultures in the world. So our music speaks everything about our memories, about our culture, our homeland, feelings, etc. And we are very lucky that the European people love this music, and they understand every feeling, every emotion in our music. So I think the music is very, very big message. So and the reaction is very positive. They love this music. They love our work. They support us. They would like to listen to more music from the Syrian symphonic music. So this gave us very big positive to continue our work with all the difficulties.
Okay, Mr. Riazbe, one last question is, where and when people can visit concerts of the SEPO?
As I told you, our next concerts will be in 17th of March in Elbphilharmonie Hamburg, but I think this sold out already. The second concert in Brussels in 21st of March, in Bozar, Clara Festival. Then in 8th of April in Athens. Then 6th of May in Hetzaka with Lüneburg Symphony Orchestra. And in Berlin, I think in 3rd or 4th of October. So we will see how we can manage these 5 concerts, maybe more. Yeah. We don't know. So in Brussels with the National Orchestra of Belgium, and also in Athens with the National Orchestra of Athens.